And I have said yesterday that the great persecution had begun in Jerusalem. That's why the apostles were dispersed. They had to go out of Jerusalem. And today, encounter between St. Philip and the eunuch really tells us of the creativity and the openness to the work of the Holy Spirit for both of them. Both of them had to trust that the Holy Spirit was at work to bring them together. Just like what Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him." And now, Jesus, after his resurrection, it is not only the Father, but the Father and the Holy Spirit draw people to Jesus. Help them see Jesus. And help the apostles too to realize and fulfill what Jesus had begun. To teach, to preach, and to bring the good news to all. The eunuch probably had all the power, all the money, all the prestige in the world, because we know that he was a close aide to the queen of Ethiopia. And Ethiopia, from the ancient time, had always known to be one of the richest kingdoms in the world. The queen of Sheba, as we have heard. And so he's rich, he's powerful, he had all the things of this world, but he's yearning for more. He's yearning for the fulfillment of God's promises, for the fulfillment of all the prophecies that have been told about this Redeemer, this Savior, this Son of Man, the Messiah. And when he heard the Messiah, the one who is to fulfill everything, being preached by Philip, he opened his heart and wanted to be baptized. And St. Philip, too, had to trust that this is the man that God drawed him to, the man that's seeking God, and therefore both of them follows God's will in their life. Therefore, let us ask ourselves this question. Am I willing to follow God's will and to go beyond what I'm comfortable with in order to preach the good news and to bring the good news to people that perhaps I don't like? The people that perhaps are hard to love, the people that are beyond my comfort zone, the people that I sometimes deem not worthy to be loved or somehow I have reservations with. Because at the end of the day, Jesus said very clearly, the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. When we come to Mass, when we receive the Eucharist, we're called to be Eucharistic, to be thankful and giving thanks and preaching the good news, to proclaim to the whole world what God has done for us, so that they themselves too might come to that loving relationship with him who had died for us, who had loved us, and who wants us to have eternal life with him.